January 5th, 2010 is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Happy 2010. And yeah, I'm doing it from Mr. Shimmy's pad here in Shimotokaido part of Tokyo, Japan. It's quite an honor for me. In a couple hours, I'm going to record Second Brother Sister Daughter album in nearby Kami Kitazawa. And I got a special guest with me. He's been on the show before in England. And one time, a couple times in England, and one time in Benicassim.
Yes.
Catalonia. It's Jose.
Hello.
Hello, Jose. And why is Jose here, you're probably wondering. Why isn't he in England, where he lives? Well, yeah, why isn't he in Valencia, where he came from?
Because you kidnapped me. You put me in, you chopped me into pieces and put me into your suitcase. And smuggled me in the country.
Yeah. Now, he's got an interesting history. His wife lives here. Is from here.
She's from Tokyo, yeah.
Kyoko. So, you haven't visited the in-laws in a little bit, right? How many years?
Almost 5 years we haven't been to.
Right, right. So they come back to visit.
We have the bones to.
Right, right. But they both live in Angel part of London, England. And you got the bones up because you've been Camdenized. And you come to visit and coincided with. I should say what we started played on the show. We started off with John Coltrane, I Wish I Knew. And then Still Breathing by If by Yes, which I think is from an E.E. Cummins poem, and that's Petra singing.
All right.
And Ben, Miss Shimmy, his wife, Miss Yuko, and Yuka Honda have.
Wow.
Yeah, these cats I play with, why I came to do this New Year's gig with my sister's daughter and now make the second album, they play in many different bands. And If by Yes is a thing they've been working on a couple of years. It's mainly Yuka Honda's vision.
Right.
It started off with her and Petra, and then brought Shimmy aboard as you go.
Nice.
And yeah, in a couple hours, I'm going to go in the studio. We got 4 days. I'll do the second album. But anyway, getting back to Jose's mission, he wanted to see the in-laws. And coincided with this New Year's gig, or what they call countdown gig here. And about a year ago, I had written a song for him called Paddling in My Djembe. So, we played together.
Yeah, well, the
first. We started off the gig with Paddling in My Djembe. First time I ever played it for people. You know, I wrote it for you. I never thought I would be doing it as a gig. Ended up a Cuz song. So when the Cuz record comes out, you're going to hear the version with Jose playing with me and Sam.
I think it's going to be now probably three different versions. One with Cuz. Are you going to do it with Brothers and Sisters Daughters too?
Only for the gig.
Ah, it was only for the gig.
Only for the gig.
I thought you were going to record it as well.
No, I thought too special.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Too special for... I should tell why I wrote the song, because Jose was having some bad experiences with music, so I wanted him to get happy with music again. So
like
I wrote
therapy.
Him this song. Yeah, a therapy. So, we won't record it. It's for you. And then there were so many songs about the sea, and Brother Sam living in Brighton by the water, and this was kind of a, you know, it's about me, and I actually don't paddle in a djembe, but... So
Jimmy,
that's a poetic part, but
from us being on Benicassim
right.
with them.
And but I love to kayak.
Yeah, yes.
That is a reality, and it's in the sea. So I thought it would fit with the idea of Cuz, because we have a lot of ocean stuff on that, especially after the Lighthouse song I wrote. I wrote a Lighthouse song for this recording session. I found a Lighthouse. In fact, on New Year's Day, I took the train to Inubosaki to see a todai, a lighthouse. It was built the same year as our lighthouse in Point Fermin, 1874. I thought it was a weird coincidence. Much different styles. The man who built it was actually a Scotsman named Burton. And yeah, he built like 26 of them or something all around this land. So they call them Burton's Children. But it's one of these round ones where the people aren't even in it. It's got a light at the top, and the shaft turns it. The one in San Pedro, the Point Fermin one, is kind of like a house, a Victorian style house. In fact, the first two lighthouse keepers were sisters. They were women, and nobody lived out there. It was very desolate. But we're sitting on a cliff, so they don't have to be all strong and fortified like one that would be near ocean and big winds. So ours is just like a house with the light thing. And it hasn't been active, I think, since the Second War. But the one there still works. I got some pictures of it at nighttime.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah. And now the word means barking dog point. Or cliff or something. Because of the Sheikas, sea lions. But they went extinct. The Japanese sea lion actually was bigger than the California one. But it's extinct.
Really?
So no more. Or. It's very sad. I mean, humans do this all over the world. Like, we don't have otters anymore in SoCal.
Well, the sea
pelicans almost went away. You know, for a long time because of DDT and the peregrines and falcons. So that was kind of sad. But the nature, and I've never put my foot in the ocean here in this land. Or touched it.
Yeah,
and this is the first New Year's in 7-8 years that I didn't get to do my polar bear swim because I ain't in Pedro, you know. And I was thinking about trying it here, but it was a little cold. Actually, it's not as cold as last year. Sun's out. And, you know, it's in the low 40s and stuff, but nothing like last year. I'm spoiled by California weather, you know. It's crazy stuff. But yeah, we got to play together on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it's my first New Year's Eve in Japan, and it's the first time I got to play with you.
Yeah, it was amazing. We also had a special guest, Satomi.
Oh, yeah.
From Deerhoof.
Yeah, Satomi-san, she was great. But we didn't put her enough monitors. It was the first song, and she kind of was miming it.
Yeah.
You said you got a recording of it, right?
I have a... Kyoko recorded on camera. And
can you hear her sing?
Sorry, the sound?
Can you hear her sing?
A little bit, not much.
Because the sound man was probably just getting it together, you know. There was no sound check. We just went for it.
Well, I had to put my ear close to her mouth. Well, I was supposed to sing the chorus with her.
Yeah, right.
And on the third round of chorus, I think I where's Satomi? Where's Satomi's boy? Why I can't hear her? So I physically put my ear close to her mouth so I could hear her voice natural. And then there it was, the shiny, beautiful voice of her was saying, Padre Majimba. In a higher key.
It's kind of an insane song. I mean, I don't know. But it was very personal for me. And I just wanted to get excited about music again. Because music can be a fun thing.
It was also a long time for me not be on live.
Right, because you have history with Shimo. The gig was in Shimokitazawa.
Yeah. We play in Japan. I mean, it wasn't a proper show. It was like a more like a private show when we got married. And it was full of crazy.
How many years ago?
That was 2002.
8 years ago?
Yeah, a long time. That's when I was still playing. And then, yeah, I haven't been on stage for a long time. Well, I was invited by the GOAT team just to have some fun for a while, but...
Oh, you got to mime it.
Yeah, but... Which was great because I still it's on stage, you know, still you're in front of the audience, but
Jamie,
you know, it's not
Jamie
the same.
Jamie-san was sick. I'm so glad he got well, but yeah, kind of your bad luck.
It was more like a fun, more than I didn't get nervous.
Yeah, but music's supposed to be fun.
But I didn't get the feeling of
the dry
mouth.
Like I was. We started that song off, you know. I'd never played that song. The only practice we had for this gig was a couple hours before the gig.
Wow.
Amazing musicians.
Really quick.
We're going in the studio. It's Nels Klein, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Nels Klein. 54. Tanjobi Omedetto.
Tanjobi Omedetto.
And Yuka Honda's joining us, so we're going to be five people. Cool. And Miss Shimmy. Miss Yuko, of course. And last few days, me and Miss Shimmy have been charting out the stuff. You know, but amazing people I get to play with. I was the weak link, you know, and I was so, I got more confident as the gig went on, but I was blowing clams all over the place.
I didn't hear any clams on the sense of the
rock. Well, I didn't blow the songs out of the water. It's not like it was a total train wreck, but there was
the structure got a little changed. That the structure of the song.
No, I forgot the whole words to the bridge about the Lucas and the Pelicans, and it came to me halfway through, and we were already through that bridge part, you know.
But that's all right. It sounds all right. It's different from the recording.
I knew it was going to be. For one thing, the other musicians never played it before that afternoon.
I'm surprised that you're not going to record it. I thought you were going to record it. So I'm glad that at least I got the video recording with sound, because that will be less forever.
I want it to be for Cuz. And then, of course, I think you should do a version, because it was written for you to
play. Yeah, I'm going to do my own version. Yeah. That's for sure. But I thought three version of it will be kind of funny, with Nels and Shimmy on one side, and then on the other side with Sam. Well, Sam is playing drums anyway, but he does, you know, mixing, and then I'll do my stuff.
She could do a trippy. She was like kind of a march on the snare. Much different version.
I couldn't hear that. That's the thing. There's too many. Well, there's too many people on stage to pay attention to. I mean, I hear the whole thing, but to me, you and of course Tommy.
Well, you were right in front of the bass.
But that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be between Satomi and you, because it's, well, Satomi, you know.
I think you were between. Oh yeah, yeah.
No, that was no accident. I placed myself there. Okay. You know, I only got one.
Well, I know all your pedals. He had like 10 pedals for one song.
Not 10, 5 pedals. But that's what I get. All the songs you hear, like, those like, woo. That's, you know, I need the pedals to do that.
Yeah, Nels uses a lot of pedals.
More than me. I only have 5. They have like, on my, like 10 or 15.
My Autumn album, he used 32.
Okay. You don't use any.
But you like the experience.
Oh, I loved it.
Good, that was great to share.
It was too short. That's the only downside of it. It was too short.
Yeah, what was your plan? You were going to stay up there?
For a second, I thought to stay.
Bum rush?
And just improvise anything. Because you started it so. And then,
Shuka song.
Yeah, and then I thought, I was church up already. I passed the fear of the first song. So I was like, I could do the whole fucking show now. And then I thought, no, it's you know, better.
Bogart.
Yeah. Better to. And also, Satomi was down with Kyoko, so I thought, I want to be with them as well. Okay. So
let's play some more music. Thank you.
stars. Here we go, pulse the drum beat. Stars, stars, shine so gracefully. I'm swaying, they're all swaying. Shades of dark, taking it all the way to the end. Red, red, nothing but touch now. Wait, wait, get up and get down. You wanna rock it? You wanna rock it?
Go and about it in all the wrong.
Watch for Pedro show. You just heard Everything Is Easy by Sigodi. Those are those cats in, not just north of Firenze. Neil Pisano? I did a show there in the kitchen where they were cooking up chow. In fact, we're chowing while we're doing the show. Great.
And in Italy?
Yeah, last month when I was there with the Sogno del Marinaio.
Marinero.
Italiano's close. Marinaio.
Marinaio.
The Sailor's Dream. Insomnio, Sueño.
Yeah. Close.
And before that, Rocket, a live version from Many Birthdays, which is an Austin band, but they spent some time in Osaka. And then Go Team Go by Sporadic Spontaneous. And I can't remember where they're from. They might be
Go
U.S.
Go Team
band.
Go, funny name.
Yeah. And before that was Youth Against Fashionism. Sorry about stuttering like that. Youth Against Fashionism.
Not fast.
By Yoko 5. And I think Yoko 5's from Argentina. Hope I got that right. South America for sure. And we start all off with the Quick Brown Fox Jumps Over the Lazy Dog by Discipline Ekichma. And they're from Serbia. Great bass player named Koya. This cat, man. Righteous. Sigoy. Amazing cat. I got to meet him when I last played Belgrade. And there's a lot of... The band goes way back. And he's sending me some more recent stuff so I get to play. And I'm a big fan of his. He's cool. Now, it's weird because I'm talking about myself a little bit, but you've only seen me play with Stooges.
Yeah.
You don't know me as a Minuteman.
No. I mean, I've seen footage, but not...
No, not a gig, but live. That's,
and I've told
so
you
that was
many
the first
times,
thing.
I've requested many times, like, why don't you come to England? Because, you know, if I had bones, I'd be touring with you, you know, in the van, on the boat, in the USA, for sure, for a few days, just to see you live. But, you know, I was hoping that you would come to... I was expecting you to play on the 10th anniversary of ATP. With not with the Stooges, but with the Missing Men or even the Second Men. I thought you ought to be on the, you had to be on that.
Yeah, I was kind of busy anyway, so it's okay.
I'm, you know, not always possible to fit everybody, but anyway.
I'm gonna come play England again, probably on a Mike Watt thing, probably with Missing Men when I get the third opera done.
Okay.
Only Tom and Raoul. I still got to put the bass on. I recorded without the bass so they wouldn't be affected because the small songs, I didn't want it to sound too much like Minuteman because they're very small songs. So I'm going to go to New York City and put the bass on. I thought the best way maybe was have them play without the only Minuteman. So I had them play. I wrote it all on the guitar. Very strange because I don't play guitar very well, but Tom Watson was righteous to follow my directions. Wrote it on one of D. Boone's guitars. All 30 songs. They're about
really?
A minute and a half. They're small songs. And then we worked it out with Raoul. I had Tom play it. Practice better. I wouldn't let him hear the bass.
Nice. So, I love
it's a strange concept. I've talked about it before.
We
it's kind
some
of.
Basura small songs. So, remember the first time I was into your show? I chose my Basura songs.
Basura.
Which were quite small songs, like 5-10 seconds.
That's shorter than ours.
Not that short.
The shortest song I ever heard was a Youth Brigade, but it wasn't the Cali one, it was the East Coast one, maybe DC, and they had something called the No Song or something. Just, no!
Sore Throat. Do you remember that band?
No.
Sore Throat was a kind of like green death metal sort of band of.
And they had a short
England.
Song?
And they had I think one album had about maybe 90 songs or something, and there were many of us like, wow, ow, and now those counted as songs.
Well, the no song was just one word. No!
That's how Basura got started. When we heard that, I thought, well, if they did 90 or 60 songs, we're going to do 300 songs in an hour. So we have to work out how to split the...
Good memory.
That's why Basura had all those little...
Anyway, so you see me, it's a little different than Stooges.
Oh, yes, very different. You It's totally different story, different.
But the, yeah, but this band, it's not like Second Man or Missing Man either. This, I don't try to make every band the same, even though I kind of play the same bass style. The people I play with make it different. I don't know, Mike, why it changes so much. I kind of play the same belligerent kind of bass.
To start with, it was a small stage, and in a small venue, you can hear the. You can hear the music from the PA, but if you're close to the stage, you can also hear from the amps, from the backline, and that's important as well because the natural sound of the amplifier you are using, and so that was something big different from the Stooges, not this big.
Oh yeah, big stage. The venue.
Yeah.
Itself.
Also, I get to see you closer from a side point distance. Stooges again being big stages, and also all the chaos going on because of the nature of the band.
Yeah.
There is, I could pay attention. I'm not being pushed around or myself pushing as well other people. So it was a new way to see you play, which was great. I was waiting for a long time to, because we talked a lot, you know, on the email and on Skype and all those things, but.
I've stayed at your pad a few times. Yeah, shared sometimes, but you didn't really get to share a lot of gig time with.
Yeah,
you.
Usually it's the other way around. People know you from seeing you live, but I know you from you as Mike, not you on all the bass, which is weird.
It was Mr. Shimmy's bass, exactly. Exactly.
The white bass you were
Should
playing.
Should I say exactly? Actually, yeah, actually. It was Mr. Shimmy's bass. Actually, no, it was the silver. Fender P bass, maybe Mexico. Good one.
Sounded good.
And I played with a heavy gauge. I liked E string the same, but the other three were a little heavier, so a little more tone. And God, I had to push the amp all the way. Not too good of an amp, but it did the job. And those people played so beautiful. Miss Yuko slamming on the drum. That lady is an incredible drummer. You know. And they were, the way they played the guitars off each other, you know. For me, it was great to be part of that. And the Shuka too, that was a new thing.
With the song, remember?
Brother, sister, daughter, maybe now, this is like fourth version of this band. Nothing remains of the first version was with Kramer and Sam Bennett. All improvised, so it's changed to. And the brother, sister, daughter name was just an umbrella thing for me coming to make music in this land. Okay. So it was never like a band in the old-fashioned sense. It's more like an umbrella name. Now it's become like a band more.
You sounded quite solid. It didn't sound like a one-off project. It sounded like you... I was surprised of the...
They're quality musicians.
Yeah, amazing.
And very passionate musicians, too. Not too muso about it. They still have a good time. It's about the spirit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Not just about
yeah.
the notes and accuracy.
Because you talk to me about Nels a lot and Jimmy. And
well, I've done a lot of stuff with him over the years, starting with Ball Hug or Tugboat. Maybe 15 years, yeah. I first saw him playing Spanish guitar in Charlie Hayden's Liberation Orchestra, and I asked him to open up just playing Spanish guitar. And then I got the chance to start playing with him. He's just always amazed me. And then I came over here to do Spielgusher, the first time I recorded with Shimmy Mishuko here in the pad. Actually, the first time was during Stooges' Fuji Festival Rock thing. And I sat right here, in fact, about 2 or 3 feet from where I'm sitting now. And did the song they had called Choose the Light. It was very difficult. It was in 7. And I couldn't get the time. And so Miss Yuko started playing the beat on my back while I was recording it. And I could literally feel the beat and I got it. It was amazing. It's on their new album called Pulling From Above.
When we were in Benicàssim in Valencia in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that evening we were hanging out near the beach?
Mm-hmm.
You show me a footage video of Yuko and Shimmy.
That's how they taught me the song, with the video.
That's the song, yeah, I remember
but
that one.
But there was no bass. They just showed me their parts. The first time I ever got a song like that, usually you get an audio recording, but they used to give me a movie of them playing it. Just like, well, okay. And then, and I come in here, and then, but then I came back after the first brother, sister, daughter tour, the one with Kramer and Sam Bennett, and did something called Spielgusher. In fact, Shimmy just finished mixing it. 63 songs. And Richard Meltzer, an old friend of mine, gave me 50 spoken words, poems, he recorded up in Portland, Oregon. In fact, actually, the first one to hear that, because it was taking me time to get music. I want to put music behind this. It's been a project for mine, I don't know, 6-7 years. I actually flowed the poems to Miss Chiari. I never heard back. Mr. Meltzer uses some extreme, he's from the 60s, and tradition of Lenny Bruce, maybe. Very strong language, and I think I freaked her out. Yeah. So, but these people, they do English, but not all that well, so they didn't care. You know, it didn't freak them out. Maybe it sounded like sounds. And so we did, in 3 days, 63 pieces of music.
Wow.
And he's just mixed it all. And I stayed here, and that was the first time I got to record with them, like a whole deal. It was amazing. It's the same place I'm going to record now, just a practice pad. Shimmy does this on a Roland hard disk recorder, you know. He's amazing with not just playing guitar and bass, because they play bass and drums for Cornelius too. There are many.
I've seen them. That's when.
But he also records and makes his own preamps and fuzz boxes and cables. And yeah, he's one of the luckiest things in the world was getting to meet him. But anyway, I gave him Contemplating the Engine Room, my first opera. And, whoa, who's this guitarist? You know, he really dug the guitar. Well, that's my friend Nels Klein, you know. You like him? You want to know him? Then you should play with him. And Nels had never been to this land. So last Christmas, put Nels on a plane, I got him a ticket, you know. Music to me is such a intense thing. It's a fun thing, but it's also a very human, what can I say, can be a really good side of our nature, of the human experience, not just hating and being greedy and stuff, but you can share a creative possibility through art expression. Music is beautiful on this. So, come on. So he got to play here for the first time, and Miss Shun got to play with him. And then the next day we recorded the first brother, sister, daughter album in 3 days.
Amazing.
No, 2 days. Recorded in 2 days. And he's mixing that now. When I did my autumn album, no practice with Nels. I just played the bass line to him, and the guy just right in the moment created. Yeah. But, you know, I shouldn't bogart. I should share him with the world, of course. You know, it all started with the Funanori thing about me starting to record stuff I'm not used to and getting situations that are very creative, even though they're scary. Just find interesting people and try to grow on the bass so I don't just do reruns. I'm very proud, honored to be part of my past and stuff, but I want to be in the moment too. So I get in these situations. I've been pretty lucky.
To grow up as well as
learn this thing, yeah. And also, to, like I said with the Funanori, start recording more and not just doing gigs. The last 10 years I did so many gigs compared to recordings. Gigs are so important. You're saying yourself, you love the gig, you love life. But when we're gone, when we're dead, we can't do gigs.
I always tape them on video.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to do more works. And so starting with that project there, I've been on a tear with collaborations. I've talked about on the show before, but I got like, I don't know, 12, 13 projects, you know, albums that I've played bass on. That's when I was in Italy. Now, every chance I get, I try to record. So, they're my Acachans, my Bambinos. You know what I mean? They have their own lives in a way. Mike Watt maybe played the bass and wrote the song or something, but they leave me and they become their own things. And they'll be there for people to find when I'm gone, you know? Thank God, D. Boone, us Minutemen. And we thought of them as flyers. We never even thought about posterity, this word posterity, right, for the future.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we did them. They weren't just flyers for the gig. They were for us in that moment. But now, I can hear D. Boone play guitar. Not just some memory of actually doing it. Although I love the memory
footage of the show, I really like, because of even though
what,
it's not
with Jamie Cano.
Yeah.
Oh, are you talking about the gig on New Year's?
No, I'm talking generally. But I was thinking of the Jamie Cano documentary.
It was like 4 or 5 hours. We didn't know that was being recorded. That stuff was all sent to Keith and Tim way after the fact.
But it's great that, you know, I was too young and too far away. I was a little kid. So there's no chance I could have seen you live. So in a way, I know it's not the same as being there at the moment, but at least I could see the Boom on stage and you and
Georgie,
and you get a taste of what it could have been, of what it had been.
Yeah. So and the idea of doing works is important. Mm. I didn't have as much respect for it, I think, in the older days, and then I got caught up in doing gigs and touring so much. I got away from it. I think between the first opera, which is 1997, and then now, like 12 years, because this year just started. The second opera is in 2004. There's only like 2 real Mike Watt albums in all that time. I play on some other recordings too, but like the Unknown Instructors, 3 albums. By the way, Joe Baiza wrote me, we're going to start a 4th Unknown Instructors. Unknown Instructors is very important because this is where I've been able to play with George Hurley. You know, I played with him 14 years in Minutemen and Fire Hose. Incredible drummer. But now I've got all these things. Really, 2 of them are Mike Watt ones. The Missing Men 3rd, my 3rd opera, and The Black Gang, my album about Autumn. And Shubha Noheen. And because the other ones, even if I wrote the songs, I'm not really mixing them, putting them together, but I'm still a big part of them. And I think it's not always being in control. Life is about taking turns, in my philosophy. You know, one of my crazy philosophies. And so don't be in control of all, you know. All third opera, time. That's okay. Yeah, yeah. Like in like the classroom of the Stooges. It's okay. I get my with Tom and Raoul, they follow my direction. Very kind. Now, as Bob Lee did with the Black Gang. I want to make a second man album next year, so Pete and Jer. But just getting to have my bass to be part of a sound Dakachan is righteous, you know, for me. I mean, more respect for that I didn't have in the older days. So, you know, I come from arena rock, so when we saw the punk gigs, they really blew our minds. We liked the idea of the gig more than anything. But I got a little carried away. So now I'm trying to record and stuff like that. And we met with some cat last night, his wife, and they have a band. Well, she does, and he wants me to do some recording. And yeah, you were surprised that, yeah, I don't really know the music, but I'll just put the bass on anyway. But well, I'm trying to play on as much stuff as I can that time permits and stuff like that. Because it's just, I don't know, it's I've never been 52 before. This all started when I was almost 50. So, just new sensibility about my life. I think you get more of an idea that you can't live forever. Not to be morbid, I'm not trying to be down or sound like that, but yeah, the mortality thing, you feel a little more than when you were more younger man. Maybe. So, sometimes I feel, wow, I don't have much time, I gotta get these babies born. No, I don't want to sound desperate or anything, but sometimes I feel a little desperate about it. So, yeah, that's where I am with that. So thank you.
Thank you.
With your bum out about music, and then me trying to raise your spirit with I would never wrote the song, you know what I mean? That kind of lame situation for you actually helped me be a little productive to write a song. I'd never written a song about my kayak before. So that was great. So I have to thank you.
It's the side of you that I know most, because you sent me those videos. It's like a diary, and then we really enjoy them. Me and Kyoko, we watch them at night when we are in bed in the computer, and then it's really funny because it's you. Even though I'm not into Pedro, I can like watching the footage of you and the boom playing. So it's kind of like, okay, it's not the real thing of being there, but I can get a feeling of how it feels to be there.
Kind of close.
With the Ashikas and the Lucas.
Man, the last panel, the Lucas were right with me. I made me 16, 17 of them. Yeah.
So close. They were with you.
Yeah.
I'm sure that those animals, well, not all of them, but most of them, they recognize your face. They know who
you are.
Is that
crazy,
yeah?
Man? Well, I do wear the same outfit all the time.
But yeah, especially the Ashikas, who are because the Lucas, they come and go, but the Ashikas, they are usually just laying down on the
buoys.
I'm sure they know you.
They swim too with me sometimes.
They swear with you.
Around me, but yeah, they're checking me out.
They must know you, because you are there almost every day.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. The other 4 days on the detention. But, yeah.
So it was great that the ocean, I always draw fish, that's my logo, the fish. I had this connection with the ocean more than with the earth, especially when I was younger. And you,
the Valencia on the sea.
Yeah, Valencia on the sea, and also it's fascinating. It's bigger than the land, but it's unknown. It's covered by water.
Oh, yeah. Two-thirds?
Yeah, two-thirds of the planet. We have no idea how it looks. No idea. There's not even light when it's that deep. And yet, generation after generation goes by with no idea that, you know, it's kind of weird that you live...
Like mysterious?
Yeah. In a big scale, it's not just a little cave. It's bigger than the land that you know, and you don't even know what's going on down there.
And probably life came from there.
It started there. It came from there. Right. It was until recently that they sent these robots that they went really deep, and they got these photos of these weird fishes with fluorescent lights, because it's pitch black, totally pitch black.
They got microscopic animals that live in underwater volcanoes.
Wow.
Yeah, they live off some kind of a chemical situation that's happening because of that heat. Whole different life form.
So much that we don't know, yet we are on the same planet.
We need to be a little more humble.
So anyway, back to the theme of our
song. We got to end the first hour here.
Okay.
It's January 5th, 2010. First Hour Watt for Peter Show. Hold tight for Hour 2. January 5th, 2010 is Second Hour Watt from Pedro Show.
I wanna burn. tell me that you're leaving tomorrow. I'm so heartbroken because I didn't get to see you. But will you please call me at home? Because I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I love you so much, Brad. Please don't forget about me, okay?
human is another thing.
We started the second hour off with Feifu by the Dwarves, then Sands Poured by Sandbox, Glue 2, Solo Musica, Drops of Rain, R04, and finally Killer Rain by Schooner. Schooner's the cats from Montreal. I've several times on the show said they were from Ontario. Like an asshole. Big difference. Next door. Quebecois. Schooner. And making an album with Steve there called The Island. Well, the project's called The Island and the album's called Channels. And almost done. A couple more songs when I get back.
Another one.
And, yeah. Well, I don't know. How many times have you been here?
This is the fourth time.
Fourth time. Mm. And, yeah, what's your impression?
This time is different, very different to the other. Well, each time is different, of course, but this time, so far, we haven't met still Kyoko's friends, which is weird. And I have met you, and I have met Satomi. Sorry, before we were talking offline when this thing was shut about this connection, that when I asked Satomi whether she would like to join us for this show, this one song, and she said yes, and I told her that Nels and Yuka were gonna be there, she mentioned that she met you and Nels and Yuka and me at different places in the world and at different stages of her life, and then all of a sudden she was gonna meet us here in Tokyo and on stage. So music connected us in a way, and it was magical. And this is the magical thing of this trip for me this time here, that
the other three trips didn't have.
Well, I did play in 2002 with Kyoko for our wedding show, and then that was one trip, and then, well, the first one is the first 1999 when I came here the first time, the first shock, you know, all Rise Oriental. I went to Fuji Rock straight away.
Everyone's Oriental. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's their land.
Well, I feel like a gaijin for the like first time. You know, when you're in
Europe.
Well,
like going to Spain, you're probably going to meet some Spaniards.
Yeah, what I mean is about the race.
You go to Catalonia, some Catalans.
Yeah, but if I go to the USA, which I've never been, by the way, but if I go, because the race is similar, you feel like you're more anonymous in a way.
There's just a lot of Europe descent people in the US. Yeah, okay.
And then if I go to any.
Well, we have Asian descent people, believe it or not.
But here, you're so obvious. You are different one. Yeah, yeah. Everybody got black hair and. Except the girls that dyed blonde, but
we got that in the US too, believe me.
And stretched eyes, which I love. It's my favorite race. And yeah, you feel like you're different. You're sitting on the train. That's the first impression of the first trip. Second trip is the wedding show and all the thing. I play here, even though it was a private show, but still I play. So it was like, wow, I'm playing in Tokyo. This is trippy. And then the third time I brought two of my friends who you met, Ernesto and Luigi, and they were tripped out, and we were in Kyoko's parents, and it was crazy, and it was fun. And then this is the fourth time, and soon after I arrived, we got to play this. I got to be on stage for with the exception of the Gold Team Miami thing, for a long, long time, play live. And I got that feeling just before going on stage, and when Putin set in the pedals, you know, that little nervousness tickling you, and then we start to play, and then I'm sandwiched between Mike and Satomi, and you know, Satomi, she means a lot to me because Die Hoof is one of my favorite
bands.
So
this gig was the big experience of the fourth trip.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And also not only the show, but afterward hanging out with you in that place. In the
stayed up late. I don't think caulking at 6 a.m. in a long time. Wow. Yeah.
I had a great time.
Yeah, well, it's so great to meet you here.
Memorable.
I've been here now 5 times in the last 2 years.
Crazy.
I think 8 times altogether. First time was 2001 with Jay Maskus. He gave me this shirt, this purple shirt I'm wearing.
香り立つ
Juan from Pedro Show. Yeah, big block of music there. Start off with Misoji from Keiko Hiraoka. That's wife of Mr. Keigo, who was, well, not was, is very good music friend. Mr. Shimmy's in Nakama, colleague, friend. No, Tomodachi's friend. Nakama, I think, colleague. Anyway, like you were saying to Satomi-san, Mike Watt is a word collector. Yeah, there's so much energy for the bass that I don't learn these languages properly, so I just collect words. And anyway, from her solo album, Shinago, incredible musician. And yesterday, Mr. Shimmy brought me there to their pad in Sakura Shinmachi, Newtown. Sakura Newtown. He took me to a couple temples too. Omiya Hachimangu and Sakura Jingu.
That's right near here. When the bicycle, I passed it.
Yeah, well, these weren't too far away. And took me last year the first time, and I got to wash the hands and drink and say the prayers.
The ritual.
I wanted, you know, Shuko got sick after the gig. She played so hard in that cold air. And but she was at the chow, and her health has gotten back for the recording. But for everybody, really, my hope for 2010, this year of Tiger, that's her year. But for everyone on the earth, man, if we can just get it together, you know, not be all angry on each other, and help cats who might have some bad luck. Shikeori helping you with the Camden Eyes.
Yeah, big time.
Big time. So that was like my big prayer. And good health. There's nothing like good health.
Health first.
For everyone. Man. Intensity by the Bambi Molesters. Et Tu Child. The Detroit City Police. Nosene number one. Something live from Alessandra Celletti. And Under the Bus by Department of Real Estate. And that's got Keel Griffin, and he was in this last piece, untitled last piece of their set. It was their first gig for them, LHOOQ, which includes Joe Berardi on drums, and organ player, synthesizer player, was Motoko Honda, and she was at the Chow. She's from Sendai, but she is visiting people here, and hasn't been back for many years. And amazing improviser. She sat next to Satomi-san.
How does the Tiger theme work? Is
every year, because they got different stars, names for the constellations, right? Or something Yuko, like that.
Yuko,
I think last year was the Ox.
But Yuko being Tiger because she was born in 1974? Because I found out that I was like Satomi, and yes, I don't know about these things. And
yeah, me either. But I'm learning. I'm learning some stuff. But it's kind of related to, I think, our astrology with the Sagittarius and maybe something
right,
like
okay.
that. Something with the stars, I think, maybe.
So it's to do with...
I don't know. It's interesting how humans try to understand, especially
it's
in
more,
the old
it's more
days.
More an oriental thing. Far East, the animals... changing every year.
We got some animals. I think Taurus is a bull. Do you know any Tauruses?
No.
I think my sister Melinda's a Taurus. And then I think in summers, Cancer's a crab. And I think I'm half horse and half man. Right? Sagittarius?
Yeah.
So I'm a half. I'm mixed.
So I was told I was Tiger too, and I didn't know about it. So maybe, yeah.
Maybe you're a kick-ass drummer inside.
Yeah, I wish.
That's all right. All right. There's probably many levels of meaning behind all that stuff. So it's okay. But Sometimes when you're around something so close, you don't notice it. But being gaijin, being foreign, these things stick out.
Yeah,
it's great, and that's probably why they like to come England or U.S. too and see difference. You learn by finding out about different things. I think you learn a little bit more about yourself, in a way. Yeah, because you see, there's a lot of different ways people have same situations, right?
Mm.
Gotta have a life. Gotta get the child, got to express yourself through arts. But everybody's got, because of the cultures, the geographies, the weathers, kind of different. This is, I wrote a song about that lighthouse I visited on New Year's Day. And the idea, we share this, the Pacific Ocean. I put my foot, maybe some of that water, but maybe some of the lighthouse light gets over from theirs to ours. And this idea like this.
I thought you were thinking that.
Ikusan, working person, sells shoes. I'm from working town. Even though there's big differences, especially surface ones, you notice. In a lot of ways, there's probably more about us that are similar. I was reading somewhere about DNA being like that. I think a fly has at least half or same kind of DNA. A fly. I think orangutans are very close in the 90s%. So we share. There's a lot of common ground, and I think this realizes. But the contrasts are kind of neat too, because it gives you there's something about exotic that makes you wake up more, and you kind of start asleep at the wheel in your own situation. You take things for granted so much, so it's good, I think, to visit and to have a home. Well, we're at the end of the second hour of January 5, 2010. Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour 3.
Maybe she doesn't want.
January 5th, 2010. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. I don't care.
which we must control it all. And now the great country falls into authority. Like the sister wives and better voices, I am to a truth of too many, too much, too greedy, too dumb. It will be noted who wears a pin, salutes on demand. Now design the costumes of the new order, like Nazis. With all that symbolism that fascinated generations. Symbol was, is, part of the power to keep them in line. Even those old unswept hairdos and shoulder pads, most of all, do it wrong and take a pill for poetry. Academic ones, but a swell in a miniature marquee. Trained to check the rosters for who goes to piss. What kind of mind would nail a living thing to a cross? Same one that figured the speech.
Thank you.
tells her to do nothing else. She can't jump, for example. She's never done it.
Classical musicians are like that. They don't have the music in front of them.
Yeah, but then you get people like Greg, which comes from classical music, and then it's the most insane.
Music's a different experience for a lot of people. I'm not saying every classical musician's like that, but some of them can't improvise at all. But you give them a sheet of music, they play the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Some people are, you know, like me, very crude.
I can't read a score sheet.
I can read a score sheet, but kind of slow.
Too slow, yeah.
And also, just my, I don't. Sometimes I can play pretty.
Oh, I thought you were pretty. Tried
to
good
play
the
pretty
show.
Just one annoying. Oh, there was one song, the purple, green, yellow, orange. I forget why I titled it, but I thought I played. Try to play pretty.
In the show?
It's maybe the third, fourth song.
I don't know the title.
Yeah, you don't know the title, but it was on the first recording, Brother, Sister, Daughter, and I wrote it to be pretty. Like a rainbow. We should go put a poem to about rainbow. We should talk about the songs, huh? We start off the third hour with Paddling Majimbe, an early version, very rough mix, by Cuz. But with special guests, Zeros on guitar. Mr. Sam was on drums. And I played the bass in the stupid spiel about paddling. I've never actually paddled in my djembe. It's kind of a metaphor. I've done lots of paddling, and I've done more than djembe a lot. Well, you had a concept for me. You wanted me to record in the kayak?
Yes, I thought if we ever did something together,
we would do it in a kayak.
Because I like the ocean, what we did before, and you are...
Kind of so windy on the mic, so that's tough. For me, Brother Sam wanted me to get sounds from, you know, off Point Furman and Cabrillo Beach, and it took many times because just even a little wind... But I got them. I got the shikas. I got the
I heard them.
Even
amazing.
The paddling.
Amazing. We're trying to use that for the. This is a rough mix. But
the paddle in the ocean.
That's actually how some things. He said maybe we should start with. And I thought exactly.
Yeah. I also brought him the idea of like we did the gig where I do one chorus a cappella.
Okay, to start on the.
I don't know. Like I said, I've handed over the control to him because he's put so much work into it. I've kind of done my parts.
Sure. But yeah, I think I will record you in kayak if possible. I think
if it's calm, if nature is good.
This is how I think we should do it. We put a wireless. You're recording bass. You're not recording vocals. So.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Then you're going to get the sound of the ocean.
Yeah, we could have two mics, maybe.
Or maybe the way I'm rocking around in the kayak, that will affect the motion of the song.
Yeah, it will, because you don't have the...
Paddle. Might go over. That thing keeps you balanced. Here, after the Cuz song, we played Endlessly Chilled by Streets of Rage, and then Control the Whole Regime by Plymell and Me. That's a Charlie Plymell poem.
Oh.
But not him reading it. And The Souls Who Lost Control by Milton and Newport. That's Jack Brewer and Marshall Mello back in 78, 77. Jack Brewer went on to do Saccharine Trust. My first gig back in SoCal will be January 16 in Redwood Bar and Grill. We'll play Saccharine Trust. And Joe Bies is the guitarist. He's the cat who's going to... I'm going to collaborate with for the fourth Unknown Instructor album. In fact, he just sent me an email asking me to throw him some ideas. Big history of Joe Bison. Started teaching himself guitar 27 years old.
Really?
Yeah. And he's one of the most innovative, very...
He started at 27.
That's the punk scene in the old days, man. People you start the way I end every gig, huh? Start your own band. You got to hear that for the first. I don't get to do that Stooges gig. But my gigs, I always end and I say, "Start your own band."
I was waiting for it when you
Oh, you know I did that.
Yeah, I seen it. Yeah, I pay attention.
Okay. No, I mean before that gig, you knew I did that at gigs.
Yes.
Oh.
Because I've seen you. Well, you mentioned it to me several times.
Okay.
And then I also, I think I've seen the footage maybe once or something with a.
No, I like to do that because that's the debt I feel I owe the punk scene.
Mm.
Yeah, tense. But there was other stuff too. Cabo Piano was incredible.
Yeah,
the drummer from Boredoms. I can't remember his name. You know what? I got a CD from the piano player. God damn it!
I got it too. I didn't bring it.
Did you? Yeah, but I think I did. I think we can play that.
No, that's not the one.
No, it's not the one.
It had a little.
Hey, who do you like? Are you going to gigs in London right now? Have you been to any shows besides Deerhoof?
I'm always waiting for Deerhoof to come and play.
No, I mean, Deerhoof's great, but I'm wondering about the local scene there. Are you seeing stuff?
I haven't seen much lately, to be honest. I was waiting for the Black Lips to come again.
Uh-huh.
We saw the Black Lips when they were starting back in 2004, and they did a show that it was nuts. The bass puke over himself and and then start. He slipped on the puke and on the floor, roaring, and kept playing. And then the guitarist shot a fire extinguisher, and the lady from the owner of the pub started to beat him up. And then he escaped. She headlocked him, and then he escaped.
Yeah.
He went back to the stage and his nose was bleeding, but he kept on playing. And then I thought, well, nobody's gonna stop these guys playing, you know. The puking, the fighting, it was crazy. But a really good show. And then they became a little bit known after that. But they haven't been. Well,
they're from the US, right?
Yes, from South. Not far from you, I think.
What, California Bear?
No, California. Ah, fuck, where are they from? Forgot, but I think it's more close to Mexico than to Canada.
Okay.
And I haven't seen them playing live since then, and they've done some crazy stuff. They went to play to India, and they had to flee the country in a rush because they showed their ass on stage, and they that's the one.
That's here the it one. Is, yeah. Takuma Watanabe. They showed their ass on stage.
Well, that was okay, but when they kissed, the two guys kiss, that was a big problem in India because of the gay thing.
Ah.
And then they are backstage, and then the manager comes and said, you have to leave. Yeah, they had a few days and they had to cut the tour because
tour's done.
Yeah, tour's done. And they were like, no way. And they say they were gonna arrest them and jail them because of the.
I still want to play India, but maybe I don't kiss any dudes.
Don't do French kissing on the stage.
Okay.
If any of you guys listening want to just go to YouTube, you can watch all this stuff. It's been filmed. And
okay, let's play some Takuma Watanabe. I mean, that band was wild, weren't they wild?
Really intense.
I think this is a solo thing of his.
Play one of the songs towards the end. I think maybe another
okay.
13 or 14.
Juan Pedro Show. Lies to me.
dream of a dear, but I don't know anymore. Frequency. lights in it.
やってくる、お腹を空かせた。 song written by Tom Verlaine.
But when he wanted.
He wanted
when
Pat.
He wanted. Yeah, he wanted some of the stuff, he was fucked up and then couldn't play some of the stuff, he didn't care.
Watt for Pedro show. What'd we hear there?
The first night. I was in tears, you know, laughing into the. Oh, what the fuck? Okay. Damn it! That dummy was so funny. Damn it!
Damn it!
It sounded like Beavis and Butthead when they're like, damn it!
Because I couldn't get the camera.
Yeah, he was struggling. I could see.
And I wanted to, because I wanted to paddle with you. I mean, talk to you while I was paddling, not just stop. Like in the old movies.
Yeah, I like that when you paddle.
Here, we gotta say the song.
I feel like I'm in there, you know, like.
Right. You know, if I sit there with holding the camera and talk,
it's nice when you're moving.
That's right. I'm paddling, I'm breathing hard. Also, I'm going towards things. I want to do for you is get one coming in from the sea. That's really intense. Ah. When the wave's behind you and it pushes you up on there, that's intense. Sometimes it throws you out.
But be careful. I don't want to drown.
No, it's at the shore. It's at the shore.
Okay.
Drowning. I guess you're drowning in it.
Not dragging to the ocean with the kayak and by the currents or something. I don't know.
No, it's up on the beach. But you can wipe out and get wet.
You come out of the Angel's Gate, and then you're in the open already.
Yeah, but I'm talking about coming into the beach.
But don't go too far
to the beach.
Outside the Angel's
Gate. I've gone out pretty far.
But you should
be
careful.
When I did those sounds for Sam, because you could hear the fucking harbor noise. And if you're lost at sea, you ain't going to hear fucking longshoremen, can boats being unloaded. No, so I went way out to try, and then the airplanes would fly. I got some for him, though. Anyway, this last block of music, we heard, first off, as Electric Season Comes by Takuma Watanabe. He had that band, Combo Piano, that blew us away at
Really
Meccano 09
really good.
Festival, mini festival in Kitazawa. Big respect to Kazuto-san for putting on that gig. All the bands that played, Righteous People, you know, Clean of Core, The Shua, Karu Crew, they were great. Light, I already mentioned them. Christ, my mind. Ilya Gagarin.
Oh, I don't remember the name.
Ilya Gagarin. And, I saw them all, though.
You saw them all the way through. And thank you for letting me play.
But then we heard We Were Made for This by Fig. They also played. It was their second gig ever live. That's from my birthday at the Prospector. That's also with the LHOOQ.
Light is from. Also the Funhouse thing.
And Banana Fish, that's something Jose brought, by Shonen Knife. Bottleneck Liquor by Solar Skeletons. Venus by Peter Lafner. Peter Lafner started a band called Perubu, and Venus was a song by a band called Television. And Tony Mamoni, a good friend of mine, that's where I'm mixing this third opera and recorded it.
Shocking Blue
said he's got the Peter Lafner Stratocaster. Tom Watson got to play it. It's a red one. Incredible. And then finally we heard Command Z by Natku. You know who Natku is, right? You met her last night.
Oh. You bastard. Okay.
I have a bad memory too, dude. My memory. People tell me their name in like
but
1 minute.
But that's the J-pop girl? Okay.
People tell me their name 1 minute later.
Yeah, you forget. Yeah, I do that.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And so what you do is you invent little ways of trying to get them to say their name again. Because you don't want to seem like some rude motherfucker, like, what's your name? You know, he just told me, but, you know. Yeah, it's bad. The memory thing, for lots of stuff, parts of songs, everything, it becomes a struggle as you get less younger, a little bit. And but I'm working on it, you know. Memory is a muscle. I think that was a song I did with L.H. Sharp once, and he sampled
it. It is?
It's a record called Bootstrappers. It's me and George Hurley. Playing with Elliot Sharp. Yeah, and I played a bass that was this big. You guys can't see, but it's a small thing called an Ashbury. And it had rubber band strings, big rubber bands. You had to play with talcum powder on this motherfucker. You know, or your fingers would stick to it. But it kind of sounded like a stand-up bass, even though it was mandolin scale. Very strange. Okay, so no bands from England, right? You saw the U.S. band Black Lips, and they put
on
a show.
Well, I was waiting, yeah.
You're waiting
they're going to travel.
Are you going to see any more music here? When do you go back?
I'm going back on the 18th, so I might try to see some show. But
yeah. Saturday I go back, 4 days of recording now. In fact, I got to get to the studio soon. It's been really good having you aboard.
Oh, thank you so much for
letting me. Now you've done, we've done the show in Valencia, or Spain, Catalonia. We've done the show in England together, and now we've done it in Japan. Great. We got to do a Pedro one.
Yes,
next
one.
So that would be righteous. It's been a good trip for me, good experience. I get home. Like I was saying, I was going to play Sacrament Trust in my second man. And then I got some gig. Oh, I practiced with Stooges.
Oh.
Yeah, because it all starts in April, for the touring for the summer. Also, there's a Ron Ashton.
Tribute,
yeah, on the 13th at the Roxy. And after practice, we're going to do practice and go right straight to that.
You playing with a Stooges?
I know some Stooges songs.
Of course you do. You were the one standing with him.
Perk is going to be there, and Chad Smith, and
wow.
Yeah, Clem Burke, some drummy friends of Scotty Sant.
Nice.
It'd be great to play with him again. Brother Steve McKay. You remember him?
Of course I do.
Right. Okay, it's been the January 5th, 2010 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Next one will be probably done in Pedro next week, so... thanks, everybody. And again, Jose.
Gracias.
Gracias, yeah. Muchas. Keep your powder dry.